Welcome. This is Luke Behrings with a podcast on leadership and things related. Now, for today's episode, a short story with, for me, some profound wisdom. Some years ago, a friend of mine, let's call her Jane, she told me a good story. Jane worked at a very well-known public transport company for about 20 years, and now she was in her 50s, and she was comfortable in her role as PA. She told me about an assignment she got from her manager, a story really I'll never forget. The company needed a clear overview on all the types of tickets they had in the market. Mind you, this was before the chip cards that we use today, and Jane was asked to do the research and write a report. The idea was, of course, that the company could then assess the situation and decide what was the best course of action. She told me about the different tickets, and it was absolutely hilarious. I remember stuff like when you were between 16 and 19 years of age and not in school, you could travel on the bus at a 27% discount, but only between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Well, and many more of these strange arrangements. Well, you get it. It was time for some radical changes. Anyway, Jane compiled the report. It took her a couple of weeks, she told me, and made sure all parties involved got a copy. And then a few weeks later, there was this meeting at which her report was to be discussed. And now we're getting to the heart of the story. Jane tells me she enters the meeting room. A few other participants were already there, including the marketing manager who himself had been responsible for dreaming up a large number of these tickets. Now, as she walked to her chair, and even before she actually sat down, that same marketing manager asked her, "Jane, can you tell me where you got the expertise to compile this report?" Okay, time out. But how would you respond if you were Jane? Well, I can tell you, I sometimes share this story with leadership teams I work with, and their reactions vary from say nothing and just sit down to maybe I would punch him in the face or somewhere in between, like try to be as polite as possible when I'm actually boiling with anger, to, hey man, be a little nicer, will you? Well, anyway, the whole range of different responses possible here. But now I have a second question for you. How would you feel if the guy had said that to you? And funnily enough, now most people give kind of the same answers. They say things like startled or even in shock, angry, uncomfortable to say the least, pushed into a corner. Anyway, not good. Now, of course, I asked Jane how she had responded. Well, she said, I walked over to the guy, I knelt down in front of his table, and I explained him in a whisper that I had worked for the company for about 17 years and that I had participated in many of these new ticket introductions, and that's where I got my expertise. So I asked her what happened then, and she said, well, nothing much, we had a good meeting, it was effective. Okay, so to be clear here, her behavior, what she actually did after his remark, was kind of different from what most of us would have done. And this intrigued me, so I asked her what her first thought was when the guy asked this question, what she felt. And she immediately said, and this is the good part, I thought he feels attacked, a little afraid maybe. So she went over to put him at ease, obviously, and the whole episode did not escalate into something bigger and nastier. Apparently, well, because of the way she handled it. And now it becomes really funny, because then I asked her if she had considered for one second that just maybe he did not feel attacked, but that he was trying to attack her. Now, I still have a smile on my face on the fact that in her anger, she almost exploded right in front of me. And it was weeks after the actual meeting, just by admitting the thought that maybe she was being attacked. So, no, she definitely did not consider that during the meeting. Needless to say that if she would have, she definitely would have acted differently. I mean, she did it right in front of me. And of course, the result would have also been very different in that meeting. Now, of course, several things could be going on here. It's possible that her interpretation of the situation was correct. He indeed did feel attacked. Her behavior reassured him, and she showed him respect by taking his question seriously, and the outcome was good. The second possibility is that her interpretation of the situation was not right. He actually was out to get her. But because of her behavior, the way she came over and quietly reasoned with him, it just didn't work out for him. She didn't catch the bait. Now, regardless of what the truth actually was, because we will never know, one thing is for certain, her behavior determined the outcome. And even more amazing, it doesn't really matter what the real intention of the marketing manager was. Jane created her own truth with her interpretation and subsequent behavior. She took action based on her interpretation. He feels attacked. And so, in fact, made her interpretation come true. And you know what? We can choose any interpretation. We can almost certainly make it come true. Now, this is not a story about which behavior is best. You can all decide that for yourself. But I do hope that you will understand your own unlimited power. Because no matter what your perspective is, basically, you will almost always prove yourself right. So choose your perspective very carefully.